On a hot and humid August afternoon, four men dressed in 17th century French-Canadian explorer outfits paddle a canoe towards the banks of the Illinois River. The precise strokes of their paddles cut through the brown water in unison, making them appear to glide across the sun-soaked surface of the calm river. While their attention may be on the paddles that are in the water, the crowd of about 100 people on the riverfront are waiting for their cargo, a canoe paddle that has already traveled through 35 states. This nationwide tour is being organized by Rivers 2000, a coalition of environmental groups around the country that want to make 2000 the year of the river. Mark Miller is the Illinois coordinator for the project. He says he wants people to take some time to think about the rivers in their areas.
What this does is help citizens connect to their rivers, realize their recreational opportunities in their local area, and also connect with organizations that are working on these issues.
Miller says Rivers 2000 tries to attract attention to the project by adding elements of local history to each of the stops. And in Peoria, Illinois, that means the influence of the French-Canadian explorers. Bill Dwyer of Chillicothe, Illinois, is one of the members of the North American Voyageur Council, a reenactment group with an interest in canoeing and conservation. The group's replica outfits and canoe are virtually identical to what the characters they portray would have used hundreds of years ago. Dwyer says realism is crucial to the reenactors, and they try to duplicate everything as authentically as possible. But Dwyer says there's one element of reenactment his group can't replicate. He says the explorers he emulates would dip their oars into the water and hold them in the air to take a drink. Dwyer says pollution and sediment keeps them from doing that.
You could drink out of the river 300 years ago. That was their water supply. Can't do it now. You have to go, you know, municipal. You can't do that. About the only thing you can do is get splashed a little bit to cool off. That helps.
Dwyer says he hopes his canoeing will inspire others to think about area rivers and streams. He says he's confident people will make the right choice about getting involved with river cleanup and conservation projects once they start thinking about the rivers. Dwyer says he likes that non-confrontational approach. But not all environmentalists agree that a non-political approach is the best way to save the country's waterways.
They have a different viewpoint, and certainly we respect that.
Joyce Blumenschein is an activist with the Heart of Illinois Sierra Club. The group recently addressed their concerns about the Illinois River in the exact same spot, but in a more confrontational way. They openly criticize large agribusiness companies and the government for their role in harming the area's waterways. Blumenschein says while she sees the value in the Rivers 2000 effort, sometimes a more aggressive approach is necessary.
The issues have become strident, and deciding whether to be on a more congenial tone has not worked in the past, and we're at the point where time is of the essence.
But Mark Miller of Rivers 2000 says his group will stick with a more subdued approach towards activism. He says Rivers 2000 will not push a political agenda or take a stand on specific issues.
We are here to celebrate our rivers today, and that's our primary focus. From this will follow some, hopefully people will get involved in their local efforts, and from there they can make the political changes that they may feel is necessary to protect their rivers and streams.
The Pass the Paddle campaign has already made stops in Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. This week, the group will sponsor stops in Pennsylvania and New York. After the paddle has visited all 50 states, it will go on display at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull in Peoria, Illinois.